Kia ora, ko Tū Whenawaroa nā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Corrections Minister Calvin Davis says a new strategy for women in prison recognises their needs are different to male prisoners. Wahine Erere Ana Ki Te Pai Hau was unveiled last week alongside a series of reports by the Independent Prison Inspectorate into the treatment of three women at the Auckland Women's Prison. Mr Davis says when the incidents first came to light, he sent a letter of expectation to Corrections on what needed to change.
The needs of women are different. Many women still try to run their households from prisons. They need more connection with their whānau, even though they're inside. We need to look after those who are the mothers in prison and have babies in prison. There's no maximum security woman, so we shouldn't really need to have that sort of way of treating women. There's been big changes.
Calvin Davis says some of the changes will also flow into men's prisons, as lower musters and changing demographics give Corrections more room to move. The outgoing Children's Commissioner says the job opened his eyes to the situation of many Māori in Aotearoa. During his 5 years in the role, Andrew Beecroft pushed the organisation down the path of co-governance with the appointment of an Assistant Māori Commissioner for Children. He probed the activities of Oranga Tamariki and called on it to close its care and protection residences. He says the situation of Māori came as a shock.
I underestimated how much and how many Māori feel marginalised from the system and experience racism regularly. I sort of think in New Zealand we're getting over that, but I learned a huge amount from Māori.
Judge Beecroft says highlights of his term include seeing the law changes so 17-year-old offenders are dealt with in the youth justice system, except for some of the most serious crimes, the introduction of child poverty legislation and targets, and having benefits linked to wage growth. A pōwhiri for the new Children's Commissioner, District Court Judge Francis Ivers from Ngāti Maniapoto and Waikato, was held this morning at Pepitea Marae. A Māori commentator says councils opposing the government's Three Waters reform are defending their own mismanagement and failure. Matthew Tukaki from the National Māori Authority says councils have had decades to fix water infrastructure, and in the main, they have dropped the ball. Even worse are the regional councils, which are supposed to be stewards of the environment.
Let's not forget, these are the same councils that have presided over now what have become some of the dirtiest and filthiest waterways in the country. And then, let's just throw on top of that, the fact that they have been allocating water that we don't even have. We've got droughts in the north, we've got water shortages in Auckland, we've got all of these different things going on.
Matthew Tukaki says the reforms offer Māori iwi and hapū a chance to be involved, which could be another reason councils are pushing back. And that is your Wātea News.